I am DJ Catfish, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are kicking it back to the old school, and not only just the old school, but the old, old school. These tracks are from 90 to 92, I think. tonight we're going to be playing a lot of, it's more slow, I guess, more in the 120, 130 BPM range, but it's fascinating, really, because what I'm trying to do tonight is really shape out how hardcore became jungle and how jungle became drum and bass. We're not going that far, but that's sort of the concept for tonight. And if Mix could cooperate with me. Now, come on. What are you doing that for? Oy gevalt. You know, sometimes you just sort of expect, like, you know, technology to work, but sometimes it really doesn't. Come on, what are you doing? Swear to God, this wasn't a problem. So, hope everyone has been having a pleasant night tonight. Not much to discuss in terms of anything really important. I guess I can give a little history lesson of how hardcore became hardcore. In the late 80s, there was this genre of music called acid house, huge rave scene, like crazy rave scene. Slowly, someone had the idea to add breakbeats to it from hip-hop, and from there, it just sort of evolved into its own genre, and became a really, really sort of a syncretic sort of deal. Like, really, you could combine a whole bunch of genres into one sort of thing. Alright. Let's, enough of me talking. Let's wind this back, and actually, get involved in playing the music, shall we? Heck, that's never happened before. Where are you? Are you kidding me? How can you just... What a joke. Alright, since I guess my computer's being a little finicky right now, let y'all know that started out with Bass and Buzz 56Hz Cap by Charlie Says, which is a euphemism for Rob Playford, sort of an obscure one. I think it's one of the first releases off of Move and Shadow. Followed that up with 20 quid to Get In by Shut Up and Dance, another early hardcore progenitor. Really one of the first breakbeat artists, matter of fact. They really pioneered the use of adding breakbeats and stuff. Really eclectic sampling as well. Mix that in with Mr. Kirk's Nightmare by 4Hero, another classic of the early rave. That's right. Really, that song really put 4Hero. I think it put 4Hero on the map. Really, it's one of the songs that they're known for today. Matter of fact, even though they've really changed on their own and evolved, but early hardcore certainly is something to be beheld. I just don't understand. It's... Really, it... what the heck is... Okay. You know, you want to know what? I wonder if it's because I have too many tabs open. Probably is. Let's just have a... A brief moment of tranquility, I guess. It's 1 in the morning. I guess sometimes when you're a student DJ, sometimes the software you're using likes to be... it likes to play games with you. Come on. There we go. Okay. Yeah, okay. I got it working. This is Raving, I'm Raving by Shut Up and Dance. Blatant sample of a mid-90s adult contemporary contemporary song. Early 90s, I should say. But really, another classic of the rave. So, Original Machine. That's what we do here.
Of the pouring rain, everybody was happy, ecstasy shining down on me. Yeah, I've got a first class ticket, feeling as good as a boy can be. I'm raving till the sweat just falls out of me.
It seems like the issue is that I can't have mix with three X's. I can't have mix and Chromium open at the same time. Hold on a minute. So I have to go to... Work with me here, folks. To go to freaking Spinatron and I have to... It seems like I can't multitask on a computer that's designed to multitask. What a joke. In case you're just tuning in, this is the Original Machine, or as I should probably call it, the Frozen Machine, because the best laid plans of mice and men oft go awry. So what's really, really what's happening here is that we are... We are befallen some kind of December curse. Alright, so yeah, I just have it open on there. Where was I on, Raving I'm Raving? Hold on. What was I, like, right there, I guess? Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay, we're back. Guess we gotta do some DJ transitions going on. Whew!
Put on my raving shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown!
Work with me here, folks. I'm restarting Windows Explorer. This is going completely against what I had planned for tonight. I'd say I'd be upset, but it's more of a cosmic thing, I feel. I guess I can sort of divulge what hardcore really is about, huh? What we're gonna do as a, sort of a, guess I'm just gonna, since it's, you know, what is it, 1:20 in the morning? I'm just gonna talk about, the book where I got most of my knowledge about hardcore from. The History of Hardcore, good book on, rave stuff. Energy Flash by Simon Reynolds, who is this music journalist from Britain, who, he does a very good job, I feel, of, like, making a chronology of that sort of thing. And I just feel like he does a very good job of, like, just getting in depth about that sort of thing. To illustrate, he said, like, he was never really a big fan of the rave stuff until, like, he realized it was just a free expression of, like, the youth of Britain and whatnot. I guess that sort of rebellious can-do attitude, I, you know, gravitate towards it a little, and that's why I started the show The Original Machine, to actually be able to play people, to be, play people the music that's, I feel like, it should be appreciated, especially now, in the middle of a jungle renaissance, I feel. And, you know, I just feel like that's, like, I feel like that's important, I guess. And if only this, you know, blasted freeware, this blasted open source thing could play my music properly. Again, I think that, I think y'all have listened to, what do you call it? Y'all have listened to Raving, I'm Raving Enough, and you've listened to me rave enough. Let's get back to, the next song in the docket. Alright.
If rocking the house well is a crime, then let me be guilty.
Mice. bad mice. Two bad mice.
Frequency, 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 frequency. frequency, 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 frequency.
Alright, original machine, and everything is finally working again. After some mishaps, I seem to have finally gotten into a groove. Just so everyone knows, after the mishap with Raving, I'm Raving, then we followed that up with Two Bad Mice remix by Two Bad Mice, obviously. Play a little cat and mouse. We got Charlie, original mix by Prodigy. Big hit that put them on the scene, actually. If you want to know where Firestarter came from, It took Charlie to really take the rave scene over. After that, we had another Heroes of the Rave, Altern 8 Frequency Hallucinate mix, wearing masks before they became cool. Right now, we're going to hit with you with another couple songs. I'm going to hit with one song, and then I'm probably gonna do the PSA over it, because time is short and that little mishap costed me a couple minutes. So enjoy.
The ultimate aim is to produce sound which is completely acceptable to the listener. Kick.
right, it's time for the PSA, because I am going to read it. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society, so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. Public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. More rave stuff coming up.
Thank you.
All right, Original Machine. We got a little time left. Play a couple more tracks, and we'll say goodnight. And hopefully in a couple weeks, I won't suffer the same misfortune that I've suffered tonight. You know, you try to do a theme night, and this is the result. Huh, must be karma or something like that. Not that I really believe in it, but maybe it does exist, after all. Just gonna get a couple speed in the last couple of tracks. Play it in with Music Takes Two by Blame. A couple weeks ago, I played Music Takes You by Blame. This is a remix, Music Takes Two. Do not confuse them, as hard as that may be. I mixed that up with Feel Real Good by Mannix, Four Hero member, hardcore legend. You happen to know the score. This man is the real deal. I mixed that up with You Are Too Shy by Louis Cypher. That was the song that I did the PSA with. After that, I blended that in with Hurt You So by Johnny L., another rave classic. Coming up, we are reaching the apex from hardcore to jungle, and if I had more time, I could probably go on like this for maybe 6 hours. Alas, we are limited by our knowledge. A couple more tracks. Original Machine is finally rolling. Finally, I've gotten the hang of this. And we are going to rock it.
Let's go.
Well, this is the last track of the night. This is Euphoria Nino's Dream remix by The House Crew. Before that was Gonna Be Alright, the original version. I played the remix last week by Cloud9. Before that was Trip of the Moon by Asen. We're gonna rock with The House Crew, and this should be a good example of how hardcore sped up over a couple years. We went from 120 to now we are at 150. That's 30 BPM in the span of a couple of years. That's crazy. And this is the this is why I love this genre. Last couple seconds of my shift. This has been The Original Machine, and you have been listening to WMFO in Medford. And this has been a wonderful night despite the technical difficulties. Really. You noticed the past couple months my DJ skills have gotten a lot better. I attribute that to being on the radio so much. I thank all my lovely supporters, everyone at home. Thanks for listening. I hope everyone has a safe and healthy next couple of weeks. And bon voyage!